or not to be a brother? That is the question. So we have a fabulous show for you mofos tonight. We're going to have a review upon the Mario Brothers movie, which I think all of us had a chance of seeing. We all saw it. Yeah, we saw it. You saw it. I don't know if Black Caesar saw it. We'll see if he saw it. If he didn't, we'll talk about that, what we enjoyed. It will be a spoiler review. And if everything pans out, we do have a guest, but he's working out transportation upon getting home. We'll see if he is able to come on tonight. And if he's not, we'll save him for another time. But without further ado, Maestro, hit that. Ba-doo-doo!
You got it, sir.
I'm a scourge. That's right. We're back again. Your boys are here once again. True Story Bro Podcast. We got your boy Echo the Ninja that's kicking it with you. You got your boy No Opinion, a.k.a. the man has no nickname, but it seems like he has nicknames every time this show comes on, and I appreciate him. And alas, it's me, your boy Sir Wednesday, Scourge of the Internet. Where's Roundhouse? Who knows? He might join us. He might not. Whatever. And then, if we're lucky, we'll make a special guest appearance by our boy, Black Caesar. Like I was saying before, we had the opportunity of seeing the Mario Brothers movie. And I believe all of us have watched it with the exception of Black Caesar. But before we get started on it, I want to give a shout out to the original Mario Brothers movie and the train wreck of what they were trying to do, and just an all-around great performance between your boy John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins.
Even though they both hate that movie.
And the only reason why I decided to bring it up is, you know, like GQ has their they have certain celebrities come, mostly actors, and they talk about their more iconic roles.
I was watching that.
Yeah, and recently John Leguizamo, I think it was like a couple of days, maybe 4 days ago, came on and basically presented some of his works, and he talked about the Mario Brother movie and how he thanked the directors, who are basically like music video directors. They weren't really film directors. Nope. But to take a chance on a Puerto Rican kid from New York and reimagine the brothers that normally are supposed to be Italians, but he made it make sense. They made the Mario brothers make sense as far as Mario, Luigi, Mario, which is a freaking anecdote that will live in pop culture forever. Whether if the movie is either snubbed or loved, or maybe a little bit of both. And shout out to Echo Ninja over here, who did a nice little walk down memory in the movie lane with his reaction on the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it made me appreciate it so much better looking at it, because I found some interesting things about that movie that I really didn't pay attention to the first time around. And
you were a kid, of course.
Yeah, but then like as I got older, I watched it again, and I was like, nah, this is a shit movie. And then I watched Double Dragon. That was even a shittier movie. But I'm thinking about doing a reaction to that one too with Man Has No Nickname, since he likes it. So we can have a disagree or agree type movie. But this for a while, I was probably like today years old, figuring out that Daisy was not Princess Peach in that movie. The entire time, I did not know, until I started realizing. I was like, wait a minute, Princess Daisy was an actual princess. I thought they just made up the goddamn name. But it's almost the movie is almost loosely, very loosely, and I mean extremely loosely, based off of Super Mario Land.
Correct.
And I was surprised to notice that, but here we are.
It makes sense because Game Boy was hot at the time,
right?
And of course, that was the story that a lot of people knew because of Game Boy itself. And I remember playing it. I remember losing it in my Game Boy. When my mom decided that, you know what? This kid isn't picking up his Game Boy. Let me just throw this expensive piece of equipment in the trash.
Oh, my God.
And instead of going into the trash, it went to Mario Land, never to be seen again. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God. Your mom always throwing away everything that she shouldn't be throwing away.
Yeah, she was like, what is this? I don't know. Garbage.
Garbage.
And that's how I feel about certain films.
Oh, shit.
But not about this film. Since I usually start, I'm gonna since it's the only two of us here right now while everybody works out their technical difficulties, Ninja, that's kicking it with you. I'm going to kick it to you. You start us off. What did you love about the film? What didn't you like? And how did it make you feel?
Okay. What I liked about the film. What, you know what? It's really what I really didn't like. There was almost everything about that movie that I really enjoyed. The funny thing is, okay, so I was actually looking at doing a little bit of research on Super Mario, on the whole Super Mario stories and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. I watched this one YouTube group called New Rock Stars, and they were talking about the comparisons between the Mario Brothers movie and the games, and there are some subtle differences, but I do love the fact that they use the whole storyline with them being plumbers from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So they use the Super Mario Brothers Super Show and the original Super Mario Brothers movie and use that beginning, which was really cool. I really enjoyed that. I really liked the fact of, I have to give it, I loved Jack Black. Loved him as freaking Bowser, yo. he stole the show throughout that entire movie. And I'm also glad that they didn't make Luigi look like a complete bitch. Because I really like Luigi. But other than that, I felt the number one thing that everybody was afraid of, I really wasn't convinced. No, not convinced. I wasn't bothered by the fact when they chose Chris Pratt. Because I don't expect, when it comes to movies, I never expect them to do something like exact, you know? And I'm not a complete purist when it comes to certain movies, like someone we know.
Where you at?
But as I watched the movie, I almost forgot it was Chris Pratt who was even playing Mario. He did that good of a job to me. And Charlie Day, I mean, it's fucking Charlie Day. He was good as Luigi no matter what. Like, you knew that nigga was a Luigi the moment he opened his mouth. You're like, yeah. I still can't think of anything I didn't like about it. I mean, if I was a complete and utter purist, maybe I could, even if I were to like pinch my way through certain things, but I really can't. It the acting was really good. The comedy was like on point. Everything was how it was supposed to be. It was very action packed. A lot of nostalgic moments, such as the Rainbow Road, the Rainbow Fury Road, I call it.
Nice.
That was definitely Mario meets fucking Mad Max Fury Road. it was cool that Princess Peach was a badass. That was cool. Again, like I said, a lot of nostalgic moments. There was points where I was literally in the theater, I was literally like Leonardo DiCaprio going, ooh, ooh. I know this. I know this. I know this. And my fiance's going, okay. And then she started doing the same thing. Ooh, I know this one. Ooh, I know that. So, and it's like, it wasn't even just the visuals. The music was great. The music was amazing. I love how they updated a lot of the music from what we've heard in the games. The choreography aspect of the cinematography aspect of it was really good. For an animated movie, it kind of did all the stops, you know. Now will I call this perfect animated movie? I mean, it's up there, sure. But I'm sure if I actually watched it again and sat down, and I could probably say no, it's not perfect. But I mean, what movie is, you know? To you. I thought it was a really great movie. And I would see it plenty of times over. To just feel that young nostalgic kid playing Nintendo all over again. It literally brought those types of feelings when I watched that movie. I was just all like, oh man, this is like, it's like my childhood coming to life type thing. Like even subtle hints of like, if you look in the background towards towards one of the parts where the one street was flooding, there's a restaurant that has a duck on it. And it literally is Duck Hunt in French. And then the guy who plays the original Mario voice was Jumpman playing the Jumpman movie game. And they were in Punch-Out Pizzeria. Like, come on now. It was just really good. I enjoyed it. I was giggling like a little schoolboy with all the little Easter eggs I was pointing out and shit. It was cool. I got nothing bad to say about it, really, to me.
Thank you, my friend. And yeah, a walk down memory lane, it truly was. It literally captured everything Mario, in essence, from the first game all the way to the current games that we are experiencing this day and age. Now, the thing, when this movie came out, and I was like, Mario Brothers movie? I was like, kind of worried. But at the same time, I thought to go in with no expectations. Because I know with everything that's a revival now, they have taken their time. They've done their homework. They researched everything to a T. And that way it made it palatable and enjoyable for everybody of every age. Which is what they literally achieve. Because I thought, what are we going to see from Mario 1 to Mario 3 to Mario World? What are we going to see? I was expecting the capes, which we got, even though it was a commercial.
Yeah, but we got the Mario rap. We got the
Mario rap. We got a family dynamic, which we got a little bit upon that, where it's like, hey, they had the accents, and then you got their dad speaking like, why do you have those accents? You don't speak like that for real. But if
he said, do you think the accents were too much?
and it is so funny because it's like anybody who's like a parent or an actual kid, child of immigrants, you know that usually the parents have a stronger accent than anything. And then everybody going down the line loses it a little bit. We got our own real-life Mario Luigi, our boy David and Nelson. But the only difference is they're Portuguese instead of Italian. But they speak in an accent when they're speaking Portuguese. But
it's still Mediterranean.
It's still Mediterranean Day. So basically, it was like, okay, I understand that. That was cool. And then the whole side of them where it's like, you had a good thing where you were, why did you guys venture off? The kind of like the usual immigrant mentality of, oh, just stick to what you're good at, you're good and you'll be fine, where it's like the youthful exuberance of someone who has those like strict familial ties to stay the same and not deviate. They had that dreamer mentality where they wanted to do something more on their own. And I liked seeing that in the story. I loved all the Easter eggs. I love all the odes to Nintendo, all the Duck Hunts. The Jumpman was amazing. I love seeing that in there. That was dope. Once again, Jack Black did steal the show. Sometimes he has a tendency of going overboard, but I felt like he went on the board. He was on his tiptoes, and he didn't fall over, which I appreciated. Exactly. And everything was great from the Fire Flowers, which I wish they did more of the Fire Flowers, but I'm pretty sure that'll show up. And the subtle jabs at other things to come, like the way they were setting up Donkey Kong, I'm like, yo, they're definitely with the success of this, we're gonna get a Donkey Kong country, and they're just playing with us in spade. I told a man has no nickname, or should I say no opinion, about that while we're in the theater, and I'm like, yo, this is gonna be fire. And score was good, everything, even like basically putting Luigi in the pocket the entire movie until it came back. And they did what I love in movies, where they have not the MacGuffin, but the point of the film, and they have a callback, and they brought it right back, and it fit perfectly in the end. And
that's Mario who got it. It was both the brothers, because it's Super Mario brothers.
And as a show called True Story, bro, it's all about the brothers, and these guys brought it home, and it was fantastic. Yes, and they ended up being the Super Mario Brothers for real, and I loved it. It exceeded my expectations, and that was dope. And I can't wait to see what they're gonna do going forward, because this was a smashing success, and I loved it. And my man has no nickname. I pass it on to you.
First, we have a new challenger.
Oh, we do? Oh, snap.
He made it.
He made it. Pixel Power Unite. It's War Machine. War Machine. What you doing there, War Machine?
Okay. That man has a nickname. Continue what you were saying.
He didn't even start.
You can start now.
There we're just go. Saying hi to you. Stop being rude.
Yeah, bitch ass.
Yeah.
Hi.
Y'all pretty much said it, you know, the same shit that I was gonna say. I mean, me and said we sat next to each other, and we were like, oh, you see that? Oh, we were just calling out, like, when we saw Duck Hunt, he called out the Duck Hunt, and I'm like, probably the name is Duck Hunt too in French, and you fucking said it. So that's fucking dope. I didn't even think to check that afterwards. It just felt nostalgic. I wish I would have saw a little bit more of Yoshi, but I think they're just going to save a lot of that for like the next film, because this was definitely a big success.
This motherfucker. War Machine! Now, did you have any earlier on? We were talking about the original Mario Brothers because of John Leguizamo's GQ iconic rules. Did you have any, being that this was technically, well, actually the second Mario Brothers movie to be made, did you have any gems from that original that you care to talk about? Or
gems? you know what?
Actually, I got some gems.
I actually really like that movie, as bad as it was.
Tim,
it was awfully good.
Yeah,
awfully good indeed. Know?
I like towards the end of the film when they finally got the jumpsuits and they had the gear and shit. That was pretty cool. The Goombas was a twist, you know what I'm saying? Because they were these big motherfuckers when, you know, you see the Goombas and they're these little things that you could just stomp out. And to be able to see Yoshi in like a live action world, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, you know? It was.
Saw a whole dinosaur.
and funny thing is, that was pre-Jurassic Park. That was 1 year before Jurassic Park.
Look at that.
So more than likely, they were probably making it, and they said, yo, we got this thing from these guys. You want to use it? I said, hey, why not? What else can make this movie not suck?
The funny thing is, they were making Jurassic Park around the same time as this movie, and they used one of the guys who created the
animatronics,
who helped create it, to just, it was like, to just make a small little Yoshi for them. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So basically this movie came out before Jurassic Park, but Jurassic Park artists were used.
They didn't take any, as many shots as Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. So that's probably why. not liquor shots, but actually movie shots. So
yeah, even though those dudes, they were drunk half of the time on that set.
I'm so emotional. So yeah, that's what's up. So now that he entered the arena, our boy War Machine, what gems do you have about the original Mario Brothers movie? And then give us your take on the new Mario Brothers movie, the Super Mario Brothers movie that we watched. What you enjoyed, what you wanted to see, and you know, what were your expectations met, or did you want more?
I always want more, but so the gems from the first movie?
Yeah.
It's minor, but I did get a kick out of how they used the Nintendo blasters as the
blaster. Yeah. Oh, you talking about the Nintendo scope?
Yeah. So to me, that's still nostalgic to me, because I'm just like, I had that shit. You know, so I was like, I had it. So, I'm like, to me, that's like nostalgic for me. I guess the boots jumping, and I was just like, okay, I could bypass that. I could get past it, because it's like, okay. The fungus threw me off, because I was just like, fungus? I was like, mushrooms, are just like, but fungus? I was like, okay. But,
Blade Runner, bro, what do you expect?
That Blade Runner, they tried.
They tried.
What else? I guess how the Goombas look with small heads and big old bodies and shit. And just, yeah, I kind of like the, and one of the best lines in that whole movie was just like, yeah, monkey.
I don't know if you saw my reaction of the Super Mario Brothers, but I actually said that line when he said it, and I started dying laughing. I was like, I know Roundhouse would fucking die right now when he hears this.
monkey, because it's just how it is. Because he's so hyped about turning humans into fucking monkeys, and then he finally gets what he wants, and it's just like, monkey.
It was like a kid on Christmas.
Exactly. It's just his excitement to it just threw me off. It was just like hilarious. It's just so great. Just how he said it, though. Surprisingly, it's like, I'm not sure what came first, whether it was Speed or Super Mario Brothers. I forgot which one came first, but.
Super Mario Brothers. Speed came 95.
Yep. Oh, okay. So when I saw him in Speed, I was just like, monkey!
I'm fucking done. that was the line of the episode. Thank you, my man.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Dennis Hopper. Oh,
God. It's just like every time I see him now, I'm just like, monkey! He dead though, right?
He died.
Yeah, just, if he was still alive, I'd be like, if I saw him, I'd be just like, yo, I'm not trying to call you monkey, but your line, the greatest line you have in that Super Mario Brother movie is monkey.
He would have done it if we saw him at a con or some shit.
Yeah. Who else? That's about the first, like, and also Bob Hoskins.
Of course.
Here comes a new challenger.
I was so like attracted to him, especially from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He made me gay.
He made you gay.
Eddie Valiant.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry, but something kind of arose when I saw like the whole scene.
He said something kind of arose.
Kind of arose when he had his shirt off and stuff. I was just like, I like men.
Nigga, that's not what you told me. That's not what you told me. You told me you were watching 98 Degrees on TRL, and that one nigga came with the wife beater, and you were like, yeah, I'm kind of gay.
Nobody from 98 Degrees was just like,
no,
I was attracted to.
Nigga, I remember it. I was in your house. It was the dude with the fucking eye piercing. And you say, yeah.
98 Degrees?
Yes, you said it. I was there.
I don't know about 98 Degrees, bro.
Bruh, I'm going to throw the video at you.
I don't know about 98.
I was there with you. Because you looked at him, he's like, you saw that dude right there? He said, that's when I knew something was up.
It's not 98 degrees, motherfucker. It's 5.
It was 5? You sure?
Yeah.
See? So it did happen. See, that nigga was trying to play. I threw the wrong
one. It was the music group from 5. Baby, when the lights go out.
Yeah, we on YouTube. You trying
and
to
it was the dude. Fuck the dude with the piercing.
Oh,
was
see?
Those dudes were one-hit wonders. I remember that song.
There were 2-hit wonders. That third one didn't count. Nobody knew what the
fuck. Sorry, two-hit wonders. I'm sorry. 2-hit.
But you know, Bob Hoskins was the start of that shit. Cause I'm sorry. I was just like, oh. And then the pants dropped. I was like, a boing. Oh shit.
Roundhouse was like, I get.
Who aroused Al Teron Robinson? That's the
exactly.
But the new movie. So I like the jab. I like the not. It's not a jab, but I liked how it's like a tease, maybe because hopefully you get it. I like the little tease with the cape and shit. Because I was like, we gonna get the capes. Then I was like, oh, you motherfuckers. When they had the capes and they were on the chairs, I was like, oh, you motherfuckers.
But we got the raccoon.
Yeah. I mean, it's Super Mario 3, so you know, we're not getting the capes yet. So I did like I did like the movie itself. I actually enjoyed the movie a lot. The only thing I can find that I didn't like about the movie,
mm-hmm.
He's like the number one, if he ever said, like, okay, fuck me, it'd be Seth Rogen. I couldn't stand him as Donkey Kong. I was just like, why? But then I was just like, I don't know. They could have gave him a role to anybody else, but I didn't think that he needed it. But the problem is that they've worked with Seth Rogen before because of Kung Fu Panda. So it's like it's one of those relationships they have, you know? But I get it because they all work together. Like, you know, they're all part of that Illumination
crew.
Yeah. So they all work together. So I kind of get why they went with somebody that they know. Right. But I was kind of like, yeah, I didn't need to hear Seth Rogen's voice. But I was okay. I didn't need to hear it. He's just, you know. But anyway, I like Daisy. She was kicking ass. She's not for nothing. I was just like, I wonder if she's gonna do some Super Smash Brothers shit, and she did. I'm happy about it.
Daisy, Daisy was in it.
Not Daisy. Peach.
Yeah, I told you
that happened. That happened to him too. He switched out princess.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh shit! I was like, we gonna get some. Because main thing is like, I was like, oh shit, are we gonna get some Super Smash Brothers shit? Because that's the main thing. I was like, wondering if we're gonna get any of it, right? And we got a little bit from Donkey Kong. We definitely got a little bit from Mario and Luigi, and Peach, and a little bit of Toad. But Toad's not in there. I think he's a character you can unlock to have fun with. But anyway, we got a little Smash Brothers in there, and I was happy about that. The racing was good. I like the whole the Rainbow Bridge and all that. That was the
highlight
shit
of the movie, right?
I love that shit. And
even the blue shell was there.
What surprised me, I was like wondering who made the cars. And then I was like, oh shit, the Kongs make the cars. That was like, that's interesting. Cause it's like I was like, maybe they should start doing that in the games too. Like having the Kongs kind of like,
no, they're not going to put too much story in the game like that.
It's not story. It's more like just have the cons like choose your car and have them like, you know, put pieces together and shit. That would be something added to, you know, Mario Kart, something new.
So customization.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, they put it in a movie, so why not put it in the game, right? If you've shown that the Kongs are the ones who make the cars, right? And I'm like, well, let's do customization in Mario Kart. I'm
just saying. There is customization in Mario Kart.
There is?
Yes. Yeah, there is.
I haven't played a Mario Kart.
There's been customization in it for a while now.
I haven't played Mario Kart in years.
I thought it was just standard, like you pick Mario and you get his cart.
Nope. Nah. They changed it now. You can pick your car, the symbols you want, the type of vehicle you want to drive. So if you want to drive a motorcycle, the boat, wheels.
Okay, nice.
So that's basically what they showed there, like how he, like they were spinning those logs.
Yeah.
That's what you do in the games.
Okay.
That's dope.
Nice.
Who's dropping utensils?
So,
does everybody sound echoed?
I don't know, Ninja.
I did like Bowser. Bowser was awesome. Jack Black was really good as Bowser. And I love the fucking song, though.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fucking song. I was like, yeah.
Of course, he's got to sing in it. He's got to sing.
Bro, I was like, yo, he hit that shit. He was hitting them notes. He was hitting that ground. I was like, oh shit, go ahead, Jack. Go ahead, Jack.
It's funny because Jack Black actually originally wasn't going to do it because he doesn't like mixing his music with his acting career. He doesn't like mixing the Tenacious D with like acting, but the director was like, please, like this is a song that needs to be done. And he was like, okay. And then as he was like, he was singing the song. He was like, okay, it makes sense. It's good. So that's where he wrote the lyrics and stuff like that. And because at first I'm like, I can understand why he doesn't want to mix his music and movie career together.
I get it.
Yeah. You know, both of those entities, he wants to keep it separate because if he melds them together and let's just say they start putting them in all of his movies, he's going to start disliking it.
But he's done it in multiple movies. He's done it in School of Rock.
School of Rock was a story about that, though.
He did it in High Fidelity. He did it in High Fidelity.
Yeah.
In what?
High Fidelity.
How many songs did he sing?
Oh, that was a good one. He sung like a whole, he did like a whole, not a concert, but he did like a couple songs.
He did a couple songs, like two or three. But I did like the movie. I can't wait. Oh, shit.
You just showed me something new, and
it's Yoshi literally just like the movie.
That's nice. Wow. I like that.
I like that. That's cool. No, see, but this is the thing. I was just like,
send me that game. I got a Switch.
I was just saying, like, maybe they can do like show the cons making the games, but you know, making the cars because they showed it in the movie, but because we never know where they came from, right? That was the thing. Like, but seeing the cons make them, I was like, oh shit, they're the ones who make it. So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah,
I was happy to see Diddy Kong. I was like, they're gonna show Diddy Kong.
And
surprisingly, they showed the entire family from the cartoon. If you remember the Donkey Kong cartoon, they showed the whole family in the front row.
Don't remind me of that.
But you was like,
the only one that wasn't in there?
Huh?
You know the only Kong that wasn't there?
Who?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, wow.
Because remember, Cranky Kong in the game wasn't a king. He was just a cranky old man.
Yeah.
But they made him a king in this one, which is fine. It makes perfect sense. But what was it? The person, Donkey Kong isn't, everybody thinks Donkey Kong was actually Donkey Kong Jr. when actually Donkey Kong himself is actually the grandson of Cranky Kong. It's crazy. It's a crazy. I had to actually look it up, and I was like, "Huh."
Yeah, this movie.
I got confused myself. I was like, "That doesn't."
This movie is his father. Yeah. So,
Yeah. So Donkey Kong Jr. is actually Donkey Kong's son. I'm sorry, Donkey Kong's father.
So Jr. is the one with the tie. Is basically what you're saying.
Donkey Kong Jr. In the games, Donkey Kong Jr. is the son of Cranky Kong. Donkey Kong, the one that's in Donkey Kong Country, is the grandson to Cranky Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm
saying. Interesting.
That's crazy.
It's a good movie, though. Can't wait for the sequel. I can't wait for the sequel. I'm trying to figure out what they're gonna do. I was like, I guarantee if they do introduce Wario, I bet he's like a long distance cousin.
Didn't they want Pedro to be him?
Yeah, they said he said Pedro.
That wouldn't be too bad.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that would actually be so fire.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would support that. I'd support it.
I'd support it.
Roundhouse, are you
I'm done.
Are you done? Yeah. Passing it on. Black Caesar, did you get a chance to see the Mario Brothers movie?
Unfortunately, I did not, and I am highly ashamed of myself, but I'm going to take the weekend to catch that.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but it looks good. It looks pretty cool. Yeah.
It's very nice.
I'm willing to give it a whirl.
That's good.
Yeah. For sure.
For shows.
Yeah, let's see how Italian Chris Pratt is.
once you see how they like what they did with that, you'll be like, okay, I appreciate it a little bit more. Because at first, that's what we thought too. That's what Roundhouse thought. It's like this dude was like, he's going Chris Pratt. What's he going to walk around with a fake Italian accent? But then it's like, okay, once you watch the movie, you'll get it and be like, okay, this is pretty fine.
No doubt, pretty fine.
So being that you hadn't seen it, do you have any gems of the original Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo?
Yeah, namely the action figures. I had Luigi because I'm gonna be up front. I'm a Luigi fan. I love Luigi.
Luigi's great.
That's my boy. Yeah, and the fact that John Leguizamo is that dude makes it.
You muted.
Yeah, your audio went out. Say it again.
He's losing bars.
Oh no. No, not Caesar. Caesar! Snake!
Because he's in the basement.
Damn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Damn. So he got cut up. And it was crazy because the restart must have helped because I was able to see him. He didn't freeze frame or nothing. And
it wasn't until he started talking.
Ain't that some shit? The internet trying to censor Caesar. Caesar, I can't hear you, bro. Check your audio. Oh, no. Damn it. He was on a roll, too.
He should get the camera thing like me and No Nickname had. Or he's using right now. Because the thing is, he can just link it to his computer.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's also his signal. That's going to cut into more
signals. That's true. And unfortunately, he's in the basement, so.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to see what picture he got in the background because I can't see it. I want to see it. Dang. That was good. I was... Speaking of that jingle, the star jingle, I was waiting to see what they would do with the star, and I loved it. That shit was Firefox.
Yeah, my God, they wrecked everyone.
Caesar, you back?
Hey, God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better. Thank God. Yeah. So you were saying you got the Luigi toy. So what's up? John Leguizamo, Luigi toy. Get him.
Yeah, man. You know, that's my boy, and you know, I'm a longtime fan, so that's one of the things that definitely got me interested. And of course, you know, Bob Hoskins, RIP, he's great. You know, yeah, I was instantly hooked. I mean, I guess as a kid, yeah, it meant a lot to me that this came to life, and you know, I guess it really it filled me with some sort of entitlement and kid privilege, even though as I got older, things just seemed to, it got to the corny wayside, but so did a lot of other things. Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat 2, list goes on. Fuck them. But for its time, I'd say it was decent, you know, for my age. You know what I mean? There's a little bit that's, you know, worth it to, you know, us growing up. It's a contribution. There we go. It's a contribution.
That's good. Yeah. I love it how, in that movie, as Roundhouse put it up, he was like, yeah, I got to see the Nintendo scope. That, and then the Roundhouse his house were the only time that a fucking gun existed. After that movie, that was the use of the fucking Nintendo scope, because nobody saw that shit again. Because just like Mario and Luigi, everybody dropped it.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Faulty. Faulty.
Indeed. Indeed. But yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I can't wait for you to watch it and see your take upon the Super Mario Brothers movie. It was a wonder, and I enjoyed it a lot.
A lot. Yeah. I'll be writing a review. I'll write a review.
Yeah, as you normally do. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love your reviews, brother.
Well, thank you, thank you. You know, I'm trying to be thorough.
You're very eloquent with your words.
Thank you. I mean, you know, listen, I try to be, man, especially if somebody is, you know, bringing it home or fucking it up. You know, I gotta be. Only somebody can pay me to do that.
Yeah,
exactly. One of these days,
do it enough.
Facsimile. Yes, so yeah, indeed. I had a guest who was supposed to be on, but he's a action actor, and he thought he'd be home a little bit earlier, but you know, when you're in the business, sometimes they want you to do a couple more backflips, cartwheels, and a couple of falls down the stairs and some other shit. So he's in New York because that's where a lot of his business is. I don't know if he'll be able to make it. If he's not, then we'll probably put him on for another show. I'm waiting for him to respond, but you know, I also want him to be safe as well. I don't want nothing happening to brother.
Of course.
It was our boy David Chen. Basically, what we'll probably do is we'll probably either add him to this episode or just get him on for another episode. So, what I wanted to ask, some of the things for him was,
you're gonna add him to a live episode?
You know, we can go in there, edit, and just throw him in there, like, yeah, but but for right now, I was gonna ask, and it was piggybacking off of what we talked about last week about how John Wick upped the ante when it came to action movies in cinema, pertaining to mostly American, but we could definitely showcase and throw in some of our favorites for overseas as well. So, so that way we can get it out of the way. Well, I want the top five, the top five. What's the name? Action movies that you love that's on your list. Since he was the last to arrive, I'm going to have him be the first to choose. My man, Black of the Caesars, what are your top five action movies?
Top five action movies. Oh man, that's a tough one. There's so many great ones, but
indeed.
Yep. I think first of all, my number one would definitely have to be I think it falls in this category. Aliens. You know, that's my number one. Like, you know, that's like my
that's favorite. A good movie.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's an action sci-fi, so I think that, you know, that's earned its clout. That's earned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, then there's Die Hard. Fucking forget it. Die Hard will always be in that.
Nice. Fire.
Always. Lethal Weapon 2, of course. The best out of the four.
Diplomatic immunity.
It's been revoked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And let's see. Four. I guess it would be... I'll put you know what? Tango and Cash. I'll pop Tango and Cash.
That's good. Nice. I love Tango and Cash. That was good.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And five, I think it should. Enter the Dragon. I'll put Enter the Dragon as five.
Nice. All right. Who's next? Who you gonna pass it to? Who's got their five? Let's see who's got the five. Echo Ninja, put your five in there, and it better be good.
I never have shitty lists.
We'll be the judge of that.
Don't look at me, Roundhouse, with that look, because you got more shittier lists than most of us.
Ain't talking about you.
Okay, so my number one is, of course, my favorite Jackie Chan movie is Police Story, the original Police Story from 1987. Then my second one is The Raid. My third one, even though we talked about it last week, but it is the original John Wick movie because it's what started all of that craziness. And I love how technical it was and almost like ultra realistic in a way. And also because I'm a huge espionage fan, The Bourne Identity.
Good one.
And a classic favorite of mine, RoboCop.
Oh, yes.
Dead or Alive, you're coming with me.
The original RoboCop.
Yeah, the original. Now I gotta say it like Shaquille O'Neal. Dead or Alive, you're coming with me. It's your boy, Officer Shaquille O'Neal.
They're actually coming out with a RoboCop game.
They are.
That shit looks crazy.
Yes, it does. And Peter Weller is doing the voice.
Nice.
And he's giving his face away just like he did for Mortal Kombat 11. 11. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, those are my five. Mm-hmm. Those are especially the first one and the last one. Those are like near and dear to my heart because those are like those two movies are movies that basically got me into loving action movies so much and loving the stunt work and everything. Even with RoboCop, like just the practical effects of RoboCop in general was insane. Right.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Agreed.
And it's for the late 80s, that was something. You know, just like with you with Aliens. That's a move that had so much going on in one movie. So yeah, those are my top five.
What I love about RoboCop, a lot of people don't realize, it's a Western.
Yes,
it's a fucking Western. It is high tech,
and a lot of people don't see it. That's right.
No.
Cool. So who shall it be, Mr. No Opinion, or the Round of the House? Who gonna give me the top five?
No opinion.
Who got five on it?
Anybody?
Since he's looking away,
Bueller?
Standing here looking out his window.
I guess I'll go.
There you go, babe.
These are in no specific order. I'm gonna go with Out for a Kill.
Out for Kill. Hmm. Who that?
Steven Seagal.
Okay. Out for Kill. I don't remember that. That must have been one of the three name genre joints that he had.
Holy shit. Where did 41 people come from?
America. Fuck? The world.
We got 41 people watching us.
Holy That's good. Shit.
Thank you, 41.
That means we're loved. Thanks, man.
Thanks, people. Get we more. Appreciate it.
Tell your friends. Invite your
ahead.
Relatives.
I was actually gonna go with some bullshit, but let's see. Man on Fire.
That's
a good one. Well done.
That's one of my favorites.
Very nice.
Let's see. Action. I mean, I could go with the Fast and Furious franchise. They've always elevated it and now they're just outrageous, but you know,
they went to space, bro.
The first couple ones were all right, you know.
The first four were good.
The what?
I'm pretty sure, you know, the next one is going to have some ridiculous shit in it.
Time travel.
Yo, if they have time travel, luckily it's the last one because I'd be done.
Oh yeah, it's the last one. They're gonna go back. Yeah, I know. They're gonna go back and stop everything after Fast 7.
It's the only thing they haven't done yet.
They're like, Don, what are you doing?
If they time travel, I'm done.
I mean, they brought a character who was supposedly in Fast 5.
They explained that.
They did this this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. bullshit.
You know it.
Working for espionage companies and whatnot. Come on now. It's only the next logical step.
Thank you, Room B93, for following our channel.
Thank you, Room B93. Hey.
Appreciate you.
All right. Do you have any? What were the final ones? No opinion.
I'm gonna go with something a little more recent, and go with Logan.
Oh, nice.
Very well done.
That was a good
tearjerker.
Yes.
Love it though.
And something that's like, you know, basically out of the ordinary, but was pretty dope was Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman was good.
Yeah.
Who can forget the church scene?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was great. Yo, that was creme de la creme.
It was a good scene.
That was a good movie. Juice.
Juice, that was a good one.
Deep Blue Sea.
Shark ate me. Fucking shark. Shark ate me. Drink out, bitch.
What's Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God. Okay, and it's just going up.
Good, awesome. Good, good. All right.
That means we got special.
Was that all of them, brother?
That should be it, pretty much. Yeah.
So you know what? I'll go last. I want to give it down to my brother, Rohith. What are your five? You got five on it.
Five. Let's see.
Action movies.
Mm-hmm. Fist of Legend.
Nice. I'm gonna mute my mic while I fart.
Why did he say it?
I don't know.
Anyways, Fist of Legend. Fist of Legend is one.
Fist of Legend's
them.
Nice.
It's funny, if I say Fist of Legend, I have to mention fucking like Jackie Chan. Who Am I? For me, like that.
Nice.
That movie just—it's surprisingly, it's weird. Like, I almost love it more than Rumble in the Bronx. But
Who Am I was when you think of it story wise, it was a better story than Rumble in the Bronx. And I feel to me, Who Am I had better stunts and better choreography.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just me. What else? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. So, low key, it's low key, right? You probably would never think of this movie, right? But it had it. He was a badass at the time, still a badass. And it's the movie Drive.
I knew you were gonna say that,
Mark Dacascos. Yeah, he was a badass. You're correct.
That movie was fucking fire, bro. Fire. Like the whole action in there, the fighting in there, like it was just amazing. Okay, who what else? I'm trying to think
who else more.
You know what I was gonna say since you mentioned that? Double Dragon.
Fuck you.
Oh! You're fired. You're
the fuck out of here.
Fuck you with that double.
This might be a hot take, but Skip Trace easily is the best Jackie Chan movie of all time. Skip Trace. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Skip Trace has him and Johnny Knoxville in it, I believe.
What? Oh, no. Skip Trace. Really? No,
Skip Trace? You mean like Skip Movie? I don't know. We'll see. I'll go check that out. But thank you. Thank you. 606 MS Leo.
I'm trying to think what other movie action movie Jeez, I'm going back.
Time for some.
You know what's weird? Like, I'm a classic dude. Like on some real shit. Like Passenger 57. I'm
okay. My man said always bet on black.
Like, I'm just saying, like
it was good though.
Like that movie was just
Passenger 57 was good as shit, yo.
Like it was such a good movie. And because he's in the same movie, like I gotta say, was it not Total Recall? Even though it's a good movie, I like Total Recall, but I'm sorry, but Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone chemistry in
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, just Demolition Man to me, like, is an epitome action movie, drama, and technically a sad story. Really, when you look at
he's John doing Spark in the future.
When you look at John Spark's story, right, like, and how, like, how he was set up.
Oh yeah,
and then he was just like, because they made him to seem like he was just like this guy that just would just, you know,
he was the Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, right? Like, and they were like, yeah, like all those, like he killed all those people in the building. He's like, oh shit, I didn't do that. He's like, and then he knew that Simon set him up. They didn't believe him though. Until when you get towards the end of the movie, he's like, no, those people, you know, those people that they say you killed, they're already dead.
Yeah.
Cold as Haagen-Dazs.
Yo, Wesley has some of the best lines in that motherfucking movie. Yeah. I swear to God. He's that cold as
Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that line, yo.
That was wicked, man. He was wicked.
But what make it fucked up is us, like, they wake him up, and the first thing he does, Simon, is kill people. And then he was just like walking around. It's like, like, the most genius shit. And like, if I was to ever be much of a badass.
You know who you remind me of? An evil
Mr. Rogers.
Someone kill this man, please.
Best lines, yo.
But you know what's the fucked up thing? Like, I would want to do this if I was ever in a like serious bad mood and I'm just walking and shit and somebody's just standing there. I just want to munch his hand against the fucking wall. Like, he just did that shit and he was like, oh, somebody pick him up.
Sorry, didn't see you there.
like that whole movie. This is like, what's that? What does it take? Batteries? What is this motherfucker?
He's like, babe, fuck you.
Oh, you've been had.
And Sylvester Stallone, he's like, oh, you know, she's she sells. She's like, fuck you, you piece of shit. So much for 3 seashells.
He actually has some good lines too. Remember, he grabbed the TV and hit his ass. He's like, "You're on TV."
Like the lines in that movie were just hilarious, bro. Like,
oh yeah, they were like me.
And Sandra Bullock with her quirky ass.
That was one of the Sandra Bullock age when she was bad as a motherfucker.
That was after Speed, Sandra.
Yeah, she Speed. Was it before? A Time to Kill. Mm-hmm. She was fucking bad.
Oh, like when
was the Time to Kill?
Diaz had a moment.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know what Sandra Bullock I do like? What's that movie with the witches? That was a good Sandra Bullock.
Practical Magic.
Magic.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot about that movie. Yeah,
that was good. Nicole Kidman as well. I won't lie. True. The rat burger looked fire.
He's not lying.
You know what?
He was eating that shit hard as hell. He was like, is this a rat burger? Tastes pretty good.
also makes you think about like how society kind of
got worked, bitch, right?
Yeah, because it became not capitalism, but it became like the high class society kind of won over, right? Versus people that didn't really win over was underground. So it kind of made like, and then the people that lived underground knew how to fight. Motherfuckers on top, they know how to do shit. They were like,
they got pussified.
Yeah.
Yo, that movie predicted so much shit.
It was really that and Idiocracy were on point.
Yes. Yes. Yes, the hell it did.
You know what? Actually, I wanted to say one honorable mention.
Go for
it. Which I like it, and he's still a badass no matter what movie he's in, but man, Book of Eli was a shit.
Yo, gotta give Denzel his props.
Yeah, it's Denzel, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But Book of Eli was cool. That was a good one.
Yeah. Between that and fucking Equalizer, the first one, I gotta watch the second one again, but I like the first one. The
second one,
Pedro Pascal was in it. To me.
Yeah,
it was so. It was so.
So the second one had the greatest Denzel line in there.
What was right? it?
So you know how you say I'm put. You know how you said in Training Day? How he's like, I'm put cases on all you bitches.
Yeah.
Think about that line, right? But how he does it is so slick in this shit. He said, he was like, so I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill every one of y'all. And then he's just walking around. He's like,
I don't even remember that joint.
Yo, he did that shit and he was just like, I was just like, yo, this is kind of like a reverse Training Day. Because he's just like, you've killed my friend, and the only problem I have is that I get to kill you guys once.
He's like, yeah, that was pretty dope.
And then he was just like, he's like, hey, can you give me a ride to Tracy? Like, yeah, helping hand is good. He's like, see, helping hand. Then he's walking back. He's like,
right.
I was like, yo, Denzel is like, because that whole
only he can get away with that.
That's all I gotta say. Watch the movie Equalizer 2. It's really good.
I'll definitely give it another shot. And I guess
I'm done with that. My eye,
and Pedro's in it.
Pedro's in it. Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, Pedro's in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't recognize Pedro's him because movie. He loses the stash. He doesn't have stash.
Yeah, no stash in there. Yeah.
No stash in there. Cause they're all
I haven't seen him without a stash since Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and that was fucking 20 plus years ago.
Oh my god.
Surprisingly, I think they play all Black Ops. Or
yeah, they're all they were all ex Black Ops. Yeah. They were just like him, but not like him.
He was the captain.
That's right. He was the equalizer. These niggas was the sum of all deaths. It's all good.
right. Like, well, he was the equalizer. Basically, he was the equalizer. He was the captain of that.
What? We have to make that a thing. Oh yeah, we gotta fucking make that a fucking soundbite.
That whole movie is that whole movie, and then the Equalizer 2 is how he takes out his old team.
Yep,
right.
Just
that's why he was the captain. Salute.
Oh yeah, that end scene in the town.
Yeah, ghost town, bro. Man. Ghost town. Yeah. He made them part of the town.
Basically, it's like, yeah, I'm going to use everything around me at my advantage. Y'all are dead.
Exactly. They took their faces off. Good riddance. All right, so my five. And because of this conversation, certain things have switched places. it was going to be one of my favorites. And this is in no particular order. It was going to be It Man, but I changed it to Flashpoint. Because I love It Man, but I changed it to Flashpoint because I say it once, I say it before, Flashpoint had one of the sexiest moves in a fucking martial arts movie. This motherfucker pulled off a German suplex, smooth as a fucking cold beer, that shit, and he fucking landed it and put it in a movie. That shit was pristine.
Even Kurt Angle nodded at that shit. He
was correct. Like, I salute you, sir. Thank you. And then, of course, the classic side of me had to put Enter the Dragon because that's that to this day, when he kicks the fucking puppet, I'm like, yo, I want to do that to somebody so bad when I'm fucking mad as shit. But I know it's physically impossible, but you know what? A boy could dream. So the second one is Enter the Dragon. And just like you said it, and just like Echo Ninja corroborated that story, fucking so true. Jackie Chan, who am I better than Rumble the Bronx? It wasn't the fact that HBO played it like 90 fucking times in one weekend and we watched it every single time. It was great. Who am I? He's He's in Africa. He's all he's dreaded out. He's doing all this other shit. He's telling us that nine good men die for this. This is how I feel about the last couple of Margot movies. But other than that, I digress. But Jackie Chan, who am I? Great choreography, great story. I loved it.
The rooftop fight. The
rooftop fight was amazing.
One of the best fucking fights. Like
there's no Skip Trace. Yo, I'm going to watch Skip Trace, and I'm going to holler at you later, Leo, and the shit better be good. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, nine good men die home for this.
Newsflash, it ain't that great.
Okay. That's probably how to skip and trace over it. It's all good, but we'll see.
And he did one of the most sickest stunts in that movie, too. Going down that building.
Oh, yeah, he must die.
And then like it was like he went down and then he was like, because when he stopped, he was like leaning forward. He was like, oh shit.
He had to go grab against the thing. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Oh my god.
Yo, I just sent you the link. You can watch it for free on fucking YouTube.
Thank you, sir. Skip Trace. Shit, but that shit, yo, if that's a troll, I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna be touche. I'm gonna be like, but touche, Mike. After that, it was the Raid Redemption. I loved it. I loved it. It was absolutely insane. The second one was great. I can't wait for the third one to get here. It's in the works. And because you said, and you said he was a badass, and because you said it, Roundhouse, I had to go use the same actor in a movie that I love. Only the Strong. There you go.
I knew it was coming.
All I got to say is my man put Capoeira on the map, and it was an absolutely amazing, great movie. He did the spitting butterfly kick. That shit was great. We had one of the best villains, Severio Oliveri. We had him in there, and he did everything.
But we had no funeral.
You know what? They didn't have a funeral for Donovan, but you know who did? True story, bro. We put a funeral for Donovan.
Donovan. Yep. If you ever watch, all right, for anybody that's in the chat, if you ever watch Only the Strong, right? It's a great movie, but you know how most movies back then they kind of did a funeral scene? They didn't do a funeral scene for Donovan. He was like the main fucking dude. No funeral scene at all.
Skip Chase watched by this.
Oh, Jesus. They didn't do no funeral for Donovan. So I was like, there's no fucking funeral for Donovan. So we gave him a funeral.
Yes, that's right. We gave him the funeral that he deserves. He
deserved, yeah. They didn't even get this nigga 8x10. You could have just printed it out at your computer on fucking on campus. And them niggas
didn't get if nothing. I ever meet Mark Dacascos, I'm just like, hey, look, man, I love you, everything like that, but I got a bone to pick with you. Where's the funeral for Donovan?
Y'all niggas where the get, fuck is Donovan's where? Funeral?
They use my nigga's mixtape. Didn't even fucking get him a double XL. No double XL. No nothing. No t-shirt with his fucking.
No slow rising Pope big.
I remember where I was when I was like, yo, I just did the recent episode. I was like, yo, Roundhouse, go watch it. He was like, I don't see what's happening. He was having a bad day. I was like, yo. Go skip to, I think it was 55, like 17. He clicked on it. And then he was like, okay, it's Only the Strong. And the next thing you know, he sees, I got on the internet an easel and a picture of the actor. And I just made it in a memory of Donovan. And I heard him drop his phone and just laugh for 3 minutes straight. I said, that'll get him. That'll teach him to be upset on my phone. Get out of here. So get that bullshit out of here. And of course, last but certainly not least. Oh, wait a minute. I think that was it. That was the last one. Nah. But an honorable mention, because we had some in there. An honorable mention. I just have to ask you one more thing. Am I the baddest?
Yeah.
Am I the prettiest? No.
You know what? You're right.
You're right. I know. I can't throw in there without the motherfucking Flash Dragon, right. Bruce Leroy catches bullets with his teeth.
Bullets with his teeth?
Nigga, please. You got something real? I got something real for you in these fucking five lists. Oh my God.
Word.
Yo, oh, we man. Had everything.
We even had pizza.
Exactly.
Daddy Green pizza.
That's right. So you better direct your pizza. So that's why it was an honorable mention. Even though it was like very musical, even though it was not really a parody, but it was basically an urban action movie, all the pieces met and they all worked. and it was great. It's one of those movies that people can quote all the time, and it had great choreography. There was actually some good action. It wasn't hokey, and that's why I thought it had to be at least an honorable mention in this list.
You know what's an honorable mention right now?
What's that?
Kiss My Convert.
Oh, day. My God.
All fucking day. Line, bro.
Yo, they had so many great lines in that fucking movie.
So many. So fucking
many. And of course, one of my favorite lines, he's like, yo, she got the cornball now. It's like, that ain't no cornball. That's my brother. And he's the master. Exactly.
Word.
That's
yes. Shout out to young Ernie Ray.
Ernie Ray's Jr.
Yeah. Yes. And I know you said an honorable mention, but I would be really upset if I didn't mention him and one honorable mention. I have to mention because he set the world on fucking fire when he came out. Tony Jaa.
I had to mention
Tony Jaa because I would be like hard remiss that he did not set the world on fire. Like I'm talking about like when Ambak came out. Right, people didn't know what Ambak was. They just saw the trailer. They were like, oh, okay, cool, a martial art movie. When motherfuckers were in the theaters, and they were like, yo, like he was doing shit that, like, we would see, like, the only person we saw do those things was Jackie. But he took it to another level. He stepped it up a little bit.
He did.
With his own martial art, right? And it was just like, but he set it. That's the thing, too. If it wasn't for Tony Jaa setting it, right, you wouldn't have
the raid.
You wouldn't have a lot of these
Southeast Asian movies.
Yeah, and it's like he set the standard for that shit.
You did.
Like, damn right. I have to mention Tony Jaa. Like, I know I go overboard a little bit, but I have to mention because he set a whole genre of these stunt coordinators now that are Hollywood names now, winning awards in Star Wars in Star Wars, in Mandalorians, and like, you know, they're everywhere now, right? So they're everywhere. And to see that you take a martial art that wasn't really really wasn't popular, right? That we only saw it in like UFC at the time, but now you see it in a way where it was an action film. They made action movies out of this. And Ambak set the standard, right? But he fucked up with Ambak 2 was great. It was like a pretell. It was like a prequel, which I liked it. 3 was kind of like, okay, I don't know what this is, but
it was like a fantasy.
It was more of traditional because he was going into Buddhism, so he going back into his Buddhism, so he kind of took a lot of it into it. But Ambak 1, what's the second movie? Tom Young Goy, which was
Tom Young Goon. Yeah, Tommy Mungun, The Protector. Yeah, that was
Protector. Good. The Protector was The Protector.
That was a good one.
The Protector was so good that the last scene of him just breaking fucking bones was like, I was like, oh god damn. He was like, you hear, and you see the arm, like he's dragging a person by the arm. Like, oh my god.
That whole scene, you know what I thought of? Mm. Me when I didn't get my tax return and everybody's asking for bills. I'm like, I said, fuck all of these nets.
Shit.
Right. Well, I'm done.
I got one honorable mention, and it's only because it's another nostalgia, and it's the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, you ain't lying, though.
Right on.
Yep.
Because the fight scene with Reptile and fucking Liu Kang was on point, yo.
Scorpion and Johnny Cage.
That one, too.
Did you know
Shang Tsung and Liu Kang.
Yeah. Did you know that if it wasn't for Robin Shao, who was Liu Kang, we would have only had 3 fights in that movie?
It's true.
He did the second part of the Scorpion fight, and he did the reptile fight that he threw in there because they're like, for a Mortal Kombat movie, there's not that many fights. That was like the same problem that people had with the Street Fighter movie. Yeah. So Mortal Kombat was like, nah, we ain't fucking up like that. Let's go do this shit. Boom, boom, boom. and my man came out here with his Vietnamese auntie haircut, and he started beating the shit out of fucking Reptile.
I got to give praise to Darth Maul himself, because he was in that movie.
Ray Park, yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. He was Reptile, wasn't he?
I don't know. Got to look it
Reptile.
Up.
Yeah, I think it was Reptile.
But you know who else was in there? Hakeem the Machine Austin.
Yeah.
From WMAC Masters.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Hardcore Henry was good, and I lost a lot of stock money from these motherfuckers at GoPro. It was a nice first person.
It was good. Movie.
It was very good, but I was mad that stock didn't go up and make me a millionaire. Thanks a lot, GoPro. You fuck. The stock is now $4 a share. Yeah.
All right.
All right. I guess we Gucci.
We can call it.
Yeah, we're going to call it. Shout out to my boy, David Chen. We weren't able to get him this time. He had a little bit more on his workload. He had to head on back to the jurors from New York, and that's never easy. I wish him much success. We'll see him on another episode. Can't wait to interview a man in the industry, the action genre. But until then, if you love the content we provide to you, and you know you do, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment. Find us on the interwebs. Find us on our Instagram at Official True Story Bro. Also find us on our Twitter at @official_TSBP. Also find us on our Twitch at twitch.tv/Official True Story Bro for when we be on the gaming. Also, what happened?
And also, thank you for all the Twitch people who came in and viewed us, even if it was for a brief moment. Right now, at this moment, we got about 150 people viewing us. So thank you, guys. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, 150 people.
That's cool. Yeah, thank you.
And once this man gets it together, you're going to go to twitch.tv/HeroRoundhouse84, where you can challenge him to Mario Kart. You can challenge him to fighting game. You can challenge him to a sports game, whatever. He'll be there, first-person shooter. Be the first person to shoot this motherfucker online, because we love him so, and he'll love to play game with you.
It ain't gonna work.
Exactly. Ain't gonna work. Let it work and send me a copy. I wanna.
Like, he's like you. Like,
I love you. And don't forget to tune in to Saturday Night Nightmare at the IG for Saturday Night Nightmare. No S. For your
just
IG
Mayer.
Horror. Yeah, like John Mayer. you're gonna join our boy Echo Niagara. Man has a nickname today, known as Noah Opinion, and of course his wonderful fiance Crimson Adams, because her name doesn't change like these fools, and I appreciate that. And don't forget to check out.
No, you just changed my goddamn name, you fucking fart.
That is correct. You should say it first. Say it right, or say the price. Don't forget to check out their YouTube channel, because they have jump ship at www.youtube.com at Saturday Night Nightmare, and check out all your horror needs. Once again, when you're at home, at a con, or just on the run, if you want a tasty, delicious beverage made by veterans in all New Jersey, make sure you go to www.drinkwildbills.com. Use our promo code TrueStoryBro for 10% off. That's not 5. That's another 5 on top of that. Percent off. Use that promo code TrueStoryBro and get 10% off. Remember, Wild Bill Soda. No bull, just Bills. Enjoy it. A frosty beverage for you all. Don't forget to go to our merch and buy our faces. And this man's laughing because he knows I'm going to say the address exactly how it's written. So for those who want to get our merchandise, and we know you do, there'll be more designs to come. But feel free to enjoy the stuff we have right now. Go to true-story-bro.creator-spring.com.
He did it faster this time without fucking up.
That's right. That's right, I did. I took some liquid IV. Highlight your boy. Give me a spot. Sponsorship. We love that shit. It keeps me awake when I wish to go sleepy. And of course, because it's not there, because it's not there, we have to also put it up there for our boys, Roundhouse, and the man has no nickname, but he'll have a nickname that day. For all your wrestling needs and enjoyment, tune into your boys at Bros at Ringside. So anything you want to see that has to do with the wrestling industry or any upcoming wrestling shenanigans, these men will lead the way with their many guests on what's happening on the wrestling front. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. Did you just make that and just put that up? Like,
yep.
I fucking love you and hate you at the same time. That's like getting your tax return money. Be like, yeah, I got it. Now it's gone. Fuck you.
Oh, I know that pain.
Oh. Oof. My shit was gone as soon as I got it. But yeah, last and surely, echo this damn shit.
Yo, I deserve that one just now.
We love you, homie. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in. Don't be bitches. Make us famous. Like our boy Redbeard says all the time. We love you. We miss you, homie. And anything else, guys? Well, that's it?
No, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, but dude, bye.